Hello and welcome to Internet's podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to do Tech Talk for April 19th, 2007. Before I forget, you may call me at 347-214-218-8252. And you can email me at larry39@podomatic.com. Okay, now for Tech Talk. Who wants to race me in a motorized bathtub? That's one of the things I found on the Crave blog. To literally a bathtub with wheels and a steering wheel. T-Mobile wins again. T-Mobile has done it again as J.D. Power and Associates recently ranked the carrier as providing the highest level of overall customer satisfaction for the fifth time in a row. I really don't like them. And just something about them. Okay. 100,000 HDVD players sold in the United States. Why? I don't get it. The format war isn't even ended yet. Now I'm going to give you a review of the T-Mobile Sidekick ID. Just a quick little thing. The good is an affordable price with interchangeable bumpers for customization. Comes with preloaded in-send messaging clients, own email account, and HTML web browser. The bad, Sidekick strips out too many features, most notably a camera. Surfing the net on device is slow without edge speeds. CNET gives it a 6.0. I give it a 3.0. It just doesn't look that good. It's just something about it. And plus, since it's T-Mobile, you know how much I hate T-Mobile. I told you that about 10 seconds ago. Okay, moving on. I'll try, you know. Okay. Intel CEO spills beans on Windows Vista Service Pack 1 release. Microsoft Corp won't put a timetable on the first major update for Windows Vista, but one of its most important partners, Intel Corp, doesn't have a problem naming dates. During the question and answer portion of earnings conference calls Tuesday, Intel CEO Paul whatever was asked how Windows Vista sales would impact his company's 2000 sales projections. He began his answer with the by now standard explanation that enterprises haven't jumped to new operating system. Most companies will still act like Intel. But as he continued, he named the rough release date for the Windows Service Pack 1. He said it should be somewhere around the October-November timeframe. Although Microsoft has confirmed that Service Pack 1 is in the works, he refused to name the release date or peg to a particular quarter. Well, that was kind of stupid. But I don't mind. You know, now I know what my Windows Vista is going to be better. Overhaul U.S. patent system. New legislation would overhaul the U.S. patent system. A move praised by technology groups. Also, free Wi-Fi software nixes for routers. Researchers are making available software that can be used to link nearby computers via Wi-Fi without a router, and someday could be used as cell phone users to make free calls. Won't that be great? You know, Technion, Israel Institute of Technology scientists say that the YPeer software, I'll give you a link to it, can be used to link computers within 300 feet of each other and inside buildings no more than 900 feet. It can be used to swap photos, conduct online things, and all that. Speaking of those kind of things, my Windows Vista computer just crash while doing this podcast. I have two computers here, so I'm podcasting from one and doing the rest from the other. You know, and as it came up with that blue screen, and I'm kind of unhappy. Anyway, maybe I won't be able to give you the link. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. Hope I can fix my computer crash.